I think the last time we read of somebody in prison was Joseph, and who was awfully in a very similar situation as well, where, you know, here we've been talking about the enemy, and she was persistent. It says she vexed him daily, and the same thing we know happened with Joseph. He was thrown, he was a deliverer to be as well. And we know the end of his story, and we see the end of Samson's story, and two completely different ends, and God had the same purpose in view for both of them, that he, that they might be the ones to whom God would use to deliver the people. One was in the case of food, here was the case of the enemy. But here, he ended up in a prison. He ended up, we can say he deserved to be there, but if you look at Joseph, he was there in prison because he was faithful. Here was somebody who was unfaithful. They both ended up in the same place, but God used that situation. Here, he ends up, he's brought down to nothing. Here is the strongest man on the earth, probably ever. And here he is, brought down to absolutely nothing. And he wasn't brought down by the Philistines. He was brought down by three women, but ultimately because of his own flesh. The lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh. He saw both circumstances. A great man like David, brought down because of what he saw. And we are, many of us, are in no better situation. We can easily fall in the same way. Lest we think we're better than any of these individuals. Here are individuals whom God used mightily, and yet they failed in a big way, and we could be in that same position if we don't realize that we need to be in constant subjection and claim our Nazariteship to the Lord. And so may the Lord help us to realize. And what ultimately was the cost? It wasn't just that he lost his strength. God's purposes, he couldn't finish the job that he wanted him to do. He had to use somebody else, David, as we know later on. But here, God had a purpose for him, and it just failed. It just failed, and it's an awful situation. But we need to be on guard as well, because this could easily happen to any of us, and we have to constantly be those that are aware of God's presence around us and our complete dependence upon Him, and then we'll be able to stand and withstand the wiles of the devil. Because ultimately, the devil used these individuals, these women, to bring this great man down.
So here's the final thought: how many people? How many Philistines Samson killed when he died?
3,000.
How many he killed when he was alive?
1,030.
Remember the 30 men in chapter 14? 1,000 men in chapter 15. If he applied death when he was alive, he would have killed more Philistines. It's only a dead man to the world. A separated man could kill the Philistines. A dead man to the world. When Romans chapter 6, again, you died. You died. In Colossians, you are died and buried with Christ. You have to go out of the scene completely. A dead man to the world could kill more Philistines than a live man to the world. In his life, he killed 1,030. His death. If he applied death in chapter 14, boy, he would have destroyed the whole Philistine. But there will be a one. There will be the man, God's man, who will come and take care of these Philistines. Our responsibility now is to learn that, to learn what Samson had gone through, and we do not repeat the same mistakes. Amen. But the final victory will be the one. After all, he defeated the Philistines. He cut Goliath's head on Calvary's cross. Philistines have no power anymore. If you want to listen to Delilah, it's not the Lord's fault. It's your problem.
I just share a verse from Proverbs 7, and I think chapter Proverbs 6 and 7 are very applicable, and we could go hand in hand with Samson's situation here. I'll just read one verse, 7, verse 26. She has cast down many wounded, yea, many strong men have been slain by her. And the strongest man was literally slain by her.